My name is Leah Licklider-Luke, and I am the Wisconsin State Teacher of the Year for 2010 and with the Mauston School District.
Leah, I thought with limited time available, what we would do would be to focus on some of the challenges that educators and teachers specifically are facing here in Wisconsin with the state's fiscal situation, teacher layoffs, that sort of thing. But first, I guess I just wanted to ask you, what was the overall tenor of the event in D.C. this week? When you talked with other teachers from around the country, I mean, what are they feeling right now? Are they under similar pressures as educators here in Wisconsin?
I believe that they are under similar pressures. That's not one of the things we focused on because it was being in a setting, a very exciting setting with a bunch of top-notch, high-performing teachers, and we tended to focus on the positive rather than some of the doom and gloom that we have hanging over our heads. So it was more of a positive focus while we were out there.
Sure. Here in Wisconsin, I mean, I don't have to tell you that there has been a years-long ongoing debate on the ways in which we fund education here in Wisconsin. And frankly, little actual action on that at the legislative level. Now, increasingly, districts both rural and urban are under pressures. They're faced with budget cuts, layoffs. I mean, how does that play out on the ground, if you will, for a teacher such as yourself?
Well, Mauston is a small rural district, and we have about 120 full-time employees, full-time teachers. And when you do the math on that, we have about 6 to 8 that are currently facing layoffs. And to lose that percentage of a staff out of 120 is devastating, both as an employee, as a colleague, and as a parent, because I have 3 children that are in our district as well. One of our folks that's facing layoffs is a brand-new first-year teacher, but he's a hometown hero. He's the product of our school district, went and played football for the Badgers, came back home. He's the PE teacher for my daughter. He's a great role model, fantastic person, invested in the community and a product of this community, and he's one of the teachers that's on the front line for layoff. That's devastating. That's the type of teacher that we should be going out and recruiting and working hard to retain. But in the crisis of the budgets right now, he's one of the first that's on the line and looking at layoff.
And you mentioned PE, and you yourself are a foreign language teacher. Has Mauston, like many districts, had to take a hard look at cutting certain programs or diminishing what's available to students?
We've had 3 years of really tight budgets, and this is our 3rd year of making $500,000 in budget cuts. And over the last 2 years, pretty much we've dealt with that in materials, so we're reducing the numbers of materials that we can order. And then when teachers retire, we haven't been replacing them the last 2 years. So this is the first year where we have actually had to look at layoffs. For example, just 2 years ago, we had 2 full-time art teachers. We have one that's retiring this year and will not be replaced. So it's PE, fine arts. Science is another example. We had one teacher leave our district last year, and we had another one that retired in our science department. We replaced 2 people with 1 new hire. So through retirement, we've been able to make those cuts, but now this is the first year where we're looking at eliminating some of our positions. And it's across the board. It's everything from some of our elementary teachers, our middle school teachers, and into the high school where I work as well.
Aside from the obvious impact that these cuts have on the individual teachers, do you worry about the long-term impact on students from Mauston and how well prepared that is going to make them to enter universities or colleges or technical schools or just compete in the job market?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the kids are the most important thing. It's one thing to preserve jobs, you know, my colleagues, but it's a whole other thing. When you're talking about increasing class sizes, because you're eliminating teachers, now you're bumping up the class sizes, I can't get to those individual students as well as I would like to. And then there's the critical areas. Now, foreign language is not tested in the state standardized testing, but math, science, language arts, social studies, those are all looked at underneath the microscope. If we increase class sizes due to layoffs, and how can we increase our test scores when we're increasing class sizes and reducing our staffing? Another way that the kids are losing is in extracurriculars. Now, we haven't cut any programs here in Mauston, but because we're working with fewer staff members, there aren't as many people to advise clubs and extracurriculars. In fact, last year, we couldn't find anybody to advise our musical. So we had no musical last year for the first time ever. We didn't have academic decathlon because we couldn't find anybody to cover that because we're spread so thin that teachers are covering one, two, three, some even four extracurricular activities. So in that way, also, we're reducing those numbers of things that kids can get involved with and interests that they can pursue outside of the classroom. And that's devastating. That's wrong.
I don't have to tell you that participation in extracurriculars is precisely the sort of thing that college admissions people take a look at.
Absolutely. And those kids should have as many opportunities as possible. And we as teachers in the district, we want to cover those positions. But again, we are spread so thin right now. Another program that we have here in Mauston is we have what's called a guided study, where we have a real intensive guided study session for kids, freshmen and sophomores and upperclassmen whose grade points are lacking a little bit. And so we have one teacher assigned to 10 students. But because of budget cuts and possible layoffs, those numbers in that intensive guided study session where we're making progress with kids' GPAs, the numbers are going to crease in there, and we're not going to be able to help those individuals as well as we have been over the last 2 years.
I guess I feel compelled to ask you, though, especially in your role as Wisconsin's Teacher of the Year, what do you see as viable solutions to, again, what has been a long-term problem, funding for education in Wisconsin, K-12 education? It's not as if we haven't been aware of this, certainly at the level of the legislature, for years. And it's got to be frustrating for the educators. So where do we go?
That's an excellent question, and I'm a taxpayer in my district, and I know that, you know, the burdens that the school puts on the taxpayer is, it kind of puts us at a loggerhead there. We kind of butt up against each other sometimes when we're asking folks to dish out a little more tax money to support the school. So absolutely, I agree with you. We have to look for a different way to fund schools. I don't have an answer for that. I don't do math too well, being an English and a Spanish teacher. That's not my forte. But certainly, we all know that we need to look at this a little differently. So I guess I would push that back on our legislatures to come up with some sort of proposal. Right now on the table, though, Senator Harkin from Iowa, and, you know, there's a Midwestern guy that knows the troubles that we're facing in the Midwestern states for sure. Senator Harkin has sponsored a bill in the, called Keep Our Teachers Working Act, and that would pump more federal money into our local systems to keep our teachers from being laid off. Nationwide, we are looking at projected 160,000 layoffs. In Wisconsin, it looks like for the 2010 school year, 2010-2011, over 1,000 folks are highly qualified, wonderful educators are looking at layoffs. And the Department of Education even paints a darker picture, and they're anticipating that there will be 350,000 layoffs nationwide. So I think by hopefully the legislators and the Senate and congressmen will look into passing this act that's been proposed by Senator Harkin and endorsed by senators from Iowa and Illinois and Michigan, and that will at least pump some federal money into the system.
Leah Lechleiter-Luke is Wisconsin's Teacher of the Year, and Leah, I don't want to let you go without giving you an opportunity to comment on the positives of K-12 education here in Wisconsin. We consistently hear that the state does a better-than-average job of educating our young people. Why is that? What are the strengths of education in Wisconsin?
You know, I had the opportunity to, when I was in college, choose whatever career, and this certainly is the best career in the world. I'll tell you, there are joys, and there's ups and downs. It's a roller coaster ride, but this is the best job in the world. And let me just say that Wisconsin has a reputation for being honest. And I think that's one of the things in our educational system, that we're honest. We want to keep our teachers honest, our school district honest. We want to keep the federal government honest. And we want to make sure that our kids here in Wisconsin are getting the best deal for our taxpayers' money. And I think we have a long tradition of doing just that. It's a wonderful place to live and a wonderful place to work.
Leah, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Goodbye.